Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 25th and the whole week ahead. Now Mercury is the prelude to a huge solar eclipse that's about to occur tomorrow. So if we put Mercury in the position where it's going to be, which is Pisces from today, and a solar eclipse tomorrow from Pisces, this is huge but wonderful stuff. The potential for positive happenings for you over the next 6 months are just enormous. And here's your Sunday stars. Now please look at my book, You Can Change Your Life. The solar eclipse and Mercury, all happening in your fifth house, is just amazing. Creatively over the next 6 months, you will be blinding. The irresistible vibe that comes from your heart, what your heart desires, is unbelievable. You are on the edge of the most wonderful period of your life. You've got the potential, but it's up to you to use it. And here's your Monday stars. If you're beginning to acknowledge the fact that the next 6 months can bring enormous change for the better, then all well and good. Because it's having that consciousness, that ability to visualize what it that you want is going to be so important to you now. And if we put into the mix a strong Aries vibe, then what we've got now for you is a big change in everything to do with work and employment and even career. This really is and can be a most satisfying time for you. And here's your Tuesday stars. Look at your health. Health matters more than anything. It's the most precious gift we have, is good health. And if you've been feeling under pressure, under stress or under strain, then it's important that you give yourself a break, because this particular position of the moon says reflect upon your health and your whole medical situation. Because if you've got that, then the rest of the stars and planets will help you to achieve big new aims. And here's your Wednesday stars. Employment, business, work, call it what you want. This is a very, very good time for you now to start to look for something new. It could well be that something that you've been doing is coming to an end. It might even mean retirement or even a redundancy, but don't look upon that as negative. What you should be looking at now is the potential for new and wonderful creative things, helped by the solar eclipse and helped by your own bid for freedom to do something new and good for you. And here's your Thursday stars. With a Sun conjunct Neptune and falling in your fifth house of love, your affairs of the heart are greatly increased when it comes to romance. There is such a romantic energy around you now. For some of you, it could mean nostalgia and looking back and enjoyment in anything from black and white movies to music from the past. For others, it can mean finding somebody who really, really pulls at your heartstrings in the most beautiful way. There's a lot of love in your life now. And here's your Friday stars. If you throw Jupiter and Uranus together, you get a very volatile energy because of the opposition, but at the same time you get excitement. And that's what I feel around you now, a sense of excitement, breaking the mold, breaking through the routines or the ruts that have held you back and held you down. This is a perfectly brilliant time over the next 6 months for you to blast and break through ruts and routines that have imprisoned you in recent times.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.